is preeminently the time to speak the truth, frankly and boldly.
All right, welcome to
another episode of Taboo Talks. This is Brandon.
You sound like someone just grabbed your testicles.
Yeah. I grab my testicles.
I mean, I grab mine all the time.
So anyways, this is Marshall.
I'm Marshall.
Okay, we were just talking about tattoos. Does your brother listen to this?
I don't know, but we're not going to have that conversation.
God damn it. Fine, whatever. Anyways, I got condoms.
You found the key?
Yeah, I found the key. Good. So anyways, I don't know. I'm just bored. I have this dictionary safe. We're not recording video for this, which sucks. So, you won't get to see what I'm doing, but hearing it will be just as nice. I have this dictionary safe. That looks like a dictionary. And
this is some straight up Batman shit right here.
I know. And I put stuff in it, like condoms and stuff. I have a lot of condoms. I also have like
a lot of unused condoms, ladies.
Look. I'm having a moment. They're all Lifestyles, by the way, which is pretty nice. And they're all covered in this fucking lube that I have in here.
Lifestyle, like. Those are those that you get for like free.
The ones that are like infant size. And I'm not trying to say I have a big penis because I don't. But no. Lifestyles.
No matter the size of your dick, those Lifestyle ones will choke your dick out.
What color condom is that? Oh, it's yellow, but it looks purple because my dick is being strangled. There's like, this is all, I have tons of condoms in here. One's open.
There's a lot.
So my girlfriend probably cheated on me.
Probably.
Because I didn't open it. Anywho. Look at this black one. Holy fuck, I found a black condom.
That makes your dick bigger.
I'm going to keep this one. No, it makes it slimmer. It looks skinny. I want to keep this one.
I got to look like I have a skinny dick, everyone.
So anyways, I'm going to open a condom. We're going to talk. This lube spilled in. You want to take a look at that? It's like strawberry flavored. It's still tasty.
I'd rather not taste it.
I didn't use it on anyone because it's fucking gross.
Okay, I'll take that.
Read it. Read it out loud.
Read this?
Yeah.
Okay. Warming, sweet licks, strawberry flavored. Let's see. There's got to be like some directions or a warning or something. Warning. I don't know. Oh my god.
Edward condom hands.
Just have an entire condom stretch over your hand.
Oh, and I also got this. It's, it's...
Where the fuck are you getting this?
I don't remember where I got... I think this was from like a Dirty Santa thing.
And I mean,
a long time ago, like... I think around Ashley's time.
No. Oh. I mean, it's one thing if, like, there is a hair and I'm not sure what kind.
It's not mine because I shave. This is hot as fuck. Okay, so anyways.
Well, now I need one.
I have, like, 1,000 condoms in here.
No, give me one.
What?
Because I'm going to put it on my hand like you. I want to be cool.
You get a red one.
Why'd I get a red one?
Oh, this shit's probably really oily. I got to wash my hands after this.
I'll take it. I don't care.
Now you do need one legitimately?
No.
Because I'm not going to use these.
Because Brandon doesn't use condoms.
No, it's because they hurt my dick.
Oh yeah, well these, but I don't have a thin dick either.
Oh god.
That's the thing, it's not a length thing. Just see, fuck. Just so you know, it's not a length thing. These are thin. They're like tight around. And if you have any decent girth, it will rip that shit off. Although they're very flexible, that's
I love how we're having logical conversations with condoms on our hands. Anywho, so I also have this. It's like Pop Rocks, but it's like came from Spencer's, but it's like a. It's
I feel like an amphibian.
You put it on a penis, and then you get it eaten off. There's 69 calories in this bitch.
That is an interesting number of calories.
Oh, shit.
I think they purposely did that.
Read it out loud. All of it. All the text.
Okay. Oral sex candy. BJ Blast. Strawberry.
Ow, it hurts my head.
The world's only fizzing, popping, bursting, exploding. This is really making me not want to buy it. Oral sex candy. If there's any fizzing, popping, bursting, or exploding going on my dick, there is an issue. This entire package is 69 calories.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's not bad at all. I just broke it.
he broke a Lifestyles condom, and I was sitting there trying to break it with my hand.
Shit.
And he broke it with his.
Well, now I guess I have a wristband.
Guess you're not gonna have a fucking hand. Look how tight that shit is.
No.
Anywho.
That's what it does to my dick.
There's any fizzing, popping, exploding. Okay, I just had a platform.
I love that latex smell.
Because I had found this and I really wanted to. It was very important for me to look at the stuff that I had in there.
Very important that we spent over 5 minutes talking about condoms and shit.
So, well, since we're on condoms, let's talk about sex.
You can. Oh, yeah, because I broke it.
He's trying to blow up a condom with a fucking hole in it.
I forgot that I put
it. My mom's going to find these on the ground and think I'm having sex, but I'm not.
I've done
that. Most people are like, my mom's going to think I'm having sex because I am. No, she's going to think I'm having sex, but I'm not.
So I've done that before. What I've like just opened condoms and threw the wrapper in the garbage, hoping my mother would find
right?
it.
Right, my mom knows I'm a fucking loser, so she'll basically, if she saw a bunch of condoms on the ground, she probably
whose are these?
She would she'd be like, who's fucking in your room? Or
who else?
Were you putting these on your hands and feet and trying to like slide around your floor?
Because she also knows you're a dumbass. Did not you try to make yourself into a ski again? Again.
Because she saw me do it the first time. Like, don't get me wrong, I use fucking protection. It's called the Brandon 3-point system. It's called, I use a condom. Well, it can be 2 to 3 points. It's called, I use a condom, and then I also pull out, because fuck that shit. Pull out, use a condom. At the same time, always. Never, yeah. ever will I do that inside of a female. Ever. Yeah. Unless I seriously want a kid and seriously think I can own up to the responsibility of an accident. Now, the third point in my 3-point system is whether or not she's on depo or birth control. So, it's like, I just think of it as like a video game. Each one is a multiplier to the negatives of a child happening at any moment. So...
The child is the boss battle.
It's funny, though, because we'll play Captain Dickhead, and we'll play Never Have I Ever when someone draws, like, the 8 or the 10 for whatever one it is, and I get all the guys out because I say, never have I ever came inside of a woman.
Oh, you and wouldn't meet me there.
You too?
Me too. You would not get me out with that one.
I get them all out.
Biatch.
Because they're fucking retarded. I'm sorry. A lifetime of pain and torture is not worth 0.5 seconds of you not knowing your fucking name because your eyes are rolled in the back of your head and you're speaking in tongues. Because, trust me, we've all been there. Don't act like, guys who are listening, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When you say it like that, I was like, I didn't know that, like, when I finished, I turned Pentecostal.
You start fucking playing with snakes and shit. You on
this? We're already playing with a snake. A very small snake, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, if you like tiny dicks.
Shut the fuck up.
You like tiny fat dicks? I know the perfect guy for you.
Oh, we're going to lose so many listeners because of this.
Well, we're definitely going to lose girls that want to have sex with us.
Which is zero already. Well, so
somehow it'll actually go negative.
They want to give us the women we've had sex with want to give it back.
Right? Well, we say that. Like, there aren't girls we've had sex with that you don't want to give it back to.
Right? and all the fucking memories and torture.
Oh, well, that just got really emotional.
Okay, so, yeah, basically, always, guys, please use protection, please, because we don't need any more of you stupid asses running around.
Like, we say that, but, I mean, anybody who's listening to us is smart enough to not anyways, and if they're dumb, they're not going to listen to us anyways.
Yeah, you're right. We do have the best listeners.
Like, listeners are smart people. That's why, like, when we put condoms on our hands.
Well, we value sex, like, that's all that is for anything. Like, sex is what motivates everything.
I do not believe that in any way.
Whatever. Everything. Okay. Let's break it down.
Break it down.
I was at the gym. I was looking at Jimmy John's because it's across the street from my gym. And I was like thinking about, you know, sex motivates everything. And I was like, you know, the guy who created Jimmy John's, you know what he did? He created a company. He built it from scratch, from the bottom up, so he can make money, so he can marry a woman and have sex with her.
I don't think so.
Not necessarily, dude, that was his goal, but that's like what he needed in the end. Because what is all that worth if you don't have someone to share it with? And what comes with someone to share it with is sex. And that is such a loosely fucking translated metaphor, but I don't care.
Yeah, the reason I think that's wrong is because there are a growing number of people, actually, who are labeled asexuals. And they go on and, you know, try to pursue the same things anybody else does. They're not motivated by sex. They're motivated by they just want to get it done. And, like, I don't go to school and do all these things so just so I can fuck bitches. Although that's a nice thing to get as well.
I wish I was asex. That would be my other wish. That would be my third wish. Anyone who is listening to our last podcast, yes. I saved a wish. And my third wish of seriousness would, I wish I was asexual. And, you know, some people who are asexual probably, you know, don't want to be. And they, you know, they would think I'm an asshole for taking sexuality for granted, but I could care less about sex. I just hate that I'm a male human being, and I'm not using that as an excuse that I need sex. I'm just saying, like, well, everyone thinks about sex all, and they just do. Don't act like you don't. Don't act like a fucking prude, because everyone thinks about sex, okay? I'm just saying it'd be a lot easier if I fucking didn't.
What was it, Louis C.K. was like, because when you're a man, it's hard, no pun intended, but it's difficult being a guy in a world like this. He says he'll talk to girls, and girls are like, well, I can be dirty, I can be really sexual. No, you can when you want to. We can because we have to. Like, I can't concentrate on anything I'm doing because there's just something sexual will pop in my mind. It's awful. It's awful and it's a distraction. You know how many things I would have done by now if it wasn't for sex? I would not have to jerk my dick every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
We are, you know...
That's a great wish, too, actually. What else?
Oh, sorry, guys. I just read an interesting Facebook status because I'm multitasking. And it said, if you are a straight, white Christian... You are literally the default in this country. Stop crying oppression at things that aren't even remotely oppressive to you. Also, the war on religion in this country isn't real. Stop making things up. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. I'm going to share it.
Yeah, these people, they kill me.
It's hilarious. They think...
What's bad is because Christians don't read the Bible.
No, they don't.
They don't. And... If they did, they would realize what real oppression is.
I got a Bible. I'm fucking atheist, and I've got a Bible somewhere around here.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up. And I've read it, and that's even more fucked up.
I have, well, because I used to be a ministry, and I have, like, 10. Because the more you have, the closer you are to God, right?
Yeah.
But Christians don't read the Bible. If they did, they would know what true oppression was. Like... Shit, now I cannot believe I don't remember his name. the first guy, the first martyr, he got fucking rocks thrown at him until he died. That's oppression. Them telling you that you can't pray in school is not oppressive.
I think it's funny. Like, we talked about this already, so I don't want to get too... Oh, there was something we were going to talk about last. Oh, yeah, cheating. Cheating in relationships.
Ooh, yeah.
Cheating
yeah.
in sex. Okay, so we said earlier that everyone is going to cheat on someone. We just expect that because, or at least I do, because I don't consider myself monogamous in my brain. Like I said, as human beings, we are not. And even if you look at animals in the wild, they are not monogamous.
Yeah.
They have no... America has really, like, fucking turned this whole wedding and marriage, courtship into something just disgusting. I don't know. I'm not glorifying cheating at all. Don't get me wrong.
No. Which, I mean, even the monogamous people, because... The monogamy comes from you wanting to be with one person, and that's a pretty emotional thing.
Yeah.
But then you can get emotionally attached, even in that sense, to more than one person.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up cheating if you're monogamous.
No, but, like, guys and girls cheat for completely different reasons. Well, most of the time. Like, guys, we cheat because...
There's a pussy right there.
There's a
right there. What am I going to do about it? You gotta go fuck it. You're a man.
Exactly. We don't, like, cheat because of love.
Yeah, there's no thought process going on. There's not a brain in our dick, and that's half of our problems.
Our brain is our dick. That's why it happens like that. When girls cheat, which I'm generalizing that they all have compassion and love in their hearts, it's because of, like, an emotional level. And that's also why guys and girls react differently when it comes to cheating. Guys get pissed because, oh, you fucked him. His dick was all up on you. Like, we're not like, maybe she loves her. We're just like, dicks. Like,
yeah.
We think about sexually, you know, sexual betrayal. And then women, they get upset in a sense like, they don't care if you... Not a lot of them don't care if you fuck a girl, but if you love them, there's a problem, which is so friggin' noble and beautiful, and it's fucked up. And guys are just like, you like his dick more than mine.
Well, yeah, but what was I thinking? I was gonna go somewhere with that. Like just a question, and you know me, or you know my situation. Have you ever been cheated on?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, once, I think. A long time ago.
Did you freak the fuck out and get body slammed that bitch?
No. I was a stupid ass and blamed it on myself.
Ugh.
I know, right?
I know the exact feeling.
Well, it's because... Maybe it's because I'm a girl. Like, 30% girl, but...
Like, in a relationship, I'm a very girly type. And when I got cheated on, that's the first thing I thought. Like, what was I doing wrong? I didn't do shit wrong.
We're fucking girls.
We are. I don't care.
I didn't think anything about penis. This was like a long time. I was like, what? I don't remember. Like 18. I don't know. A long fucking time ago.
Yeah. Well, that was like a month or two ago for me. And that was the first thing I did. You know what? I didn't do shit wrong.
Yeah. You kind of come to realize that, like, I'm not saying if someone cheats that it's okay to blow it off if it wasn't emotional. But, you know, usually if cheating happens, it doesn't work out in the end.
Yeah. Well,
it's a slippery slope. It's like, you never know, like, there's so many things that could and could not happen.
Yeah, even if, like, you can work it out, that opens up a huge insecurity that will eventually destroy the relationship.
Fucking exactly. It doesn't matter how high your self-esteem is or anything.
Yeah. Because you know that at any point that other person could cheat again.
Yeah. Yeah. Because sex.
Yeah. Because sex fuels everything. Whatever.
It does. Like,
I
don't know. I don't... If I wanted emotional love with someone who that I wasn't in a relationship with, but I'm in a relationship, I wouldn't want to have sex with them. Like, I don't, well, okay, I probably would, but what I'm saying is, like, that wouldn't be the reason.
Yeah.
You know, I have sex with them because I want sex. I'm going to be plainly honest. I have sex with them because I want to have sex with them. It's not because, you know, yeah, there's an emotional connection, but at the end of the day, sex is just, like, it's an urge that we all have.
Yeah.
That we need satisfied. Because, like, after sex, you're just like, where? What? Why is it so hot?
And there's, like, well, it's not like, but, like, when you're, like, when you finish masturbating, there's just a moment of shame. Then you look at your search history. But, what was I thinking? There was a question that was asked on the Runaway Thoughts podcast that applied pretty well here. It was, like, the make it or break it. And it said, would you make it or break it if the person, like, was friends with their ex?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I would have said yes up until my last relationship.
Oh, God.
She was living with her ex.
You don't... Look, you can't...
I feel like I shouldn't have done that.
I would... If I wanted a serious relationship, I would wait till, like, he wasn't in the picture. Like, I just could not do that. Because I know how I would be. Like, I've got an ex right here, and then I'm dating someone. Someone who's new that I'm emotionally attached with, and someone who knows me like a fucking Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's all... You're gonna go back to that. You will always... Unless your ex is just a total piece of... I've went back to exes before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not for anything emotionally. But what I'm saying is, it just happens. It will fucking happen.
Oh, yeah. And you still have that emotional connection. That can fuck you up.
Yeah.
Because I was in that situation. I had to cut that off because there was no way.
I don't have any, like, there's no ex that I wouldn't, like, I'm not saying get back into a relationship with, but wouldn't have went back to, you know, if I was in that situation where I was dating a new person and they were just here.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I can imagine how, and I sound so fucked up for saying this, but, like, I'm being honest and I'm letting people know, you know, it's just something that's all in us because we have that need to be loved and whatnot. And we know if we need someone who knows us like the back of our hand, it's there.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, and you also get kind of, you want to go back to that familiarity.
Yeah, that's just how humans are. We want something we know.
Which isn't.
God.
Which, that's why, like, hey, ex, go the fuck away.
Yeah, go the fuck away until I need you again.
Right? And that's awful, but
it's fucking truth. And I don't know how it is for girls. But for at least me speaking as a guy, that's how it is.
Yeah. Well, we're men when it comes to that kind of stuff. But we're men when it comes to lifting heavy shit.
Our big dicks.
I have to say that to myself every night.
22-inch dicks. Oh, just, my gosh.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. That's something, ladies and gentlemen, we've decided. If you're, like, about to get in a relationship with someone who's too close to her ex, his or her ex, you...
No, like, this guy that goes to the same gym as us asked us a serious question about this. He said...
Ooh, yeah.
He was like, a dude that dated my girlfriend that I have a kid with is trying to be friends and hang out with both of them. I'm like, that is just so weird because I don't want to hang out with my exes. I don't. And he said it hilariously because he was like, yeah, do you think he's just trying to rub it in my face that he slid it up in that? I'm like, are you really talking about your girlfriend like this?
Hey, I'm not going to down him for that. But he did, now, if he listened to this, or if one of his friends listened to this, I don't want it. He did that thing where I was like, hey, my friend is doing this.
Yeah.
And this is a totally theoretical question.
Oh, yeah, I love him. And I told him the honest truth. I was like, yeah, he's just trying to fucking rub it in your face.
And you go and you kick his fucking ass.
No one wants to... No one... I don't... Who... Really? Like, really? Who wants to be friends with their ex-girlfriend so bad that they are willing to, like, hang out with both? Like, out of nowhere, this happened. That's why I'm acting like this. Because, I mean, it's okay to be acquaintances and yeah. stuff and whatever. But he's, like, talking to her. Or he said he was, like, talking to her all the time and stuff. So it's a little fucked up. So I just told him, no, fuck that.
Yeah, well, you have to have that kind of proper conduct when you're the person with the ex that's trying to get closer. You have to have that proper conduct. Like, hey, I have a relationship here, and you make things kind of weird. Like, because Kara, I dated Kara for a while, and, like, she's a good friend of mine. But when I get in a relationship setting, I know that I need to kind of keep Kara at arm's distance, because a girlfriend could, like, get really jealous over that.
I don't really... I hang out with my female friends all the time, even when I'm dating, because I'm not going to, like, drop them. And the female friends I have, I would never have sex with.
Yeah, you would know the difference between a female friend and an ex-girlfriend.
And someone who I would be fucking on a regular basis before I got into a relationship. Which, all my female friends, I would never have sex with. Like, legitimate female friends. Not, like, booty calls or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just wouldn't. And, you know... It, like, mature women will understand, like, that you have close female friends and me vice versa. Like, I don't care who my girlfriend hangs out with. Like, I do this a lot and I listen to my gut, which is silent a lot. But, I mean, I don't care. I let them have their freedom because I would expect the same thing in return. And I don't have a reason to cheat on them. And I don't have a reason to be in their phone all the fucking time. Like, if I feel like I have to have a reason, then there's something wrong, which I don't really care. Because, you know, if they're going to find someone else, they're going to find someone else. So, I'm kind of passive about it.
I mean, they're still fucking me. That's a plus.
And, like, you know, that's exactly how I see it, kind of. Because I'm 21 years old. Well, technically, I'll be 22 in 2 months. July. Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've still got a fucking long way before I want something serious. And by the time I'm that old, and the people I'm looking for are going to be around the same age as me, and they're going to be tired of walking through bullshit. Yeah. So, you know, I'll be finding people who are in the same mindset as me. Not these fucking girls and boys that are just retarded and... bleh.
Yeah, these fucking girls with their UGG boots, Starbucks, Nike shorts.
Spray tan.
Ugh.
Nike shorts. In the fucking dead of winter. It's hilarious. Walking around my college campus and, like, it's not cold. And they're, like, knees are knocking each other. It's, like, November 30th. And they're still wearing these Nike shorts. I mean, I don't have a problem with shorts. Just stop fucking wearing them when it's cold.
When I see that style, and I know, like, there are girls who wear it just because it's comfortable, but when I see that style, I think, oh, you're dressing like that because you don't want an intelligent man.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't knock girls for, like, wearing the same things too much, but, like, you can tell, like, when UGG boots, I don't like UGG boots at all. They're retarded looking. Yeah, they look like shit. Meatloaf that has been formed into a fucking crude shoe shape. I don't like it, and they're ugly. I'm sorry. And everyone wears them. And guys, you know, will wear the same shit. But most guys around down south, which aren't very metrosexual, they wear, like,
jeans typical, and a camo shirt.
Yeah, they don't. They wear that because they like it. And then the girls who wear the UGG boots wear things because everyone else is wearing them. And I'm saying the girls that wear the UGG boots, because there are girls who distinguish themselves fashionably, but these girls just don't have a brain.
Yeah.
I'm just sick. Oversized t-shirt. And I know I'm not telling you to wear what pleases me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Because I can say that, and they'll be like, we're not trying to please you. I'm like, I'm not asking you to fucking please me or anything.
We're just kind of saying what we like.
I'm like, I'm like, who dresses you in the morning? I'm saying this from a metrosexual point of view. I'm like, look, I'm a dude. I take a lot of time getting ready, and that's not for everyone. I mean, girls shouldn't have to take the time to get ready either. But when I'll be damned. I'd rather have a bullet in my fucking brain before I wear the same shit as all these other dudes around here.
Oh, yeah. And we have just a little bit of time, so... and we had this written down. What is it that you would look for in a girl? Any of you ladies who are looking for Brandon, you can follow these rules.
Oh, my God. Don't do this to me.
Come on.
Well, okay.
I'll be fine. I'll do it, too.
Fuck. I'll go first, then. What you want to get? Let's do it like three things. Like three things you look for in a girl. Like if I was going to date someone or pursue, let's say pursue.
Oh shit.
Pursue. I like that word better cuz it's broad.
Yeah.
These aren't on a scale. These are just three specific things, I guess. Number one would be definitely, which I'm very, like, I don't want to say shallow, but, like, you have to be very attractive to me. Attractive. To me. Because I've been with people that other guys don't hold as high as what I hold them. So I'm not necessarily saying you have to be a supermodel. I'm just saying I have to find you very physically attractive to me.
Okay, well,
my personal preference. I know this isn't on a scale, but I'm saying I put that before, like, other things.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, you have to be... I don't like hearing this, oh, he's got a good heart. I know, but the girls will be like, he's got a good heart after you tell them that their boyfriend is butt ugly, or someone says their boyfriend's ugly.
Yeah.
He has a good heart. I know, but you obviously have to be attracted to him, too. Like, you have to be attracted to anyone you sleep with or get in a relationship with. So, don't be like, you know, looks don't matter, because they do. Subconsciously, they still do, even though you don't think they do.
Yeah.
I will admit it, that it's the first thing I look for. And, I have specific, I may like someone's lips, or I might like their eyes, or their legs. It just depends on what I find most attractive about them. But one, they have to be very attractive. Two, would have to be, they have to be very cultured. They have to be extremely cultured in a lot of different ways. Like, they have to have their own opinions about things because they've been cultured and they understand rights and wrongs and different people and different interests of theirs, like everything. They just have, because I don't want someone who's a fucking brick. I don't want Ugg boots, spray tan, jeggings all the time. And then my third one would have to be, they have to be independent.
Oh, that's a good one.
They have to be, like, I'm not saying, like, talking about these girls you see at parties, like, fucking 10 dudes. Like, I'm independent. Do what I want.
I'm not dependent on no man. I'm dependent on that dick, though.
I'm talking... And I know a lot of... There's a lot of girls that are very independent, and I respect them, because you don't need a fucking man. First of all, I'm going to let you know that right now, which the independent girls know what I'm talking about. And specifically the bad bitches. But they have to be able to get shit done. Like, I find that so attractive when a girl can, like, do something.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't have to be involved. I'm not trying to sound lazy, but, like, you gotta... A girl who can take that shit by the horns and fucking direct traffic, you know? Yeah.
A girl who's not a lazy ass who can get her shit done, and she doesn't... And doesn't need a man to do it.
Hell yeah.
She can pay her own fucking bills if she wants to.
Iggy Azalea. Your turn, bitch.
Okay. going in just a different direction. I mean, yeah, a girl does have to be attractive to me, but I can look at a girl and know when they're not typically attractive to everyone else. But I just have to like them, and that's... I can't even describe what I'm really into as far as that goes. But, so I guess just number one is that they have to be attractive to me. And you can do that through, you know, you can just have a cool personality. And that sounds cliched and dumb as shit. But there are a lot of girls I've dated that, like, the first thing I thought about them physically was that they were unattractive. But they kind of won me over because they had a really good, like a really cool, down-to-earth personality.
Yeah.
One that kind of doesn't clash with mine. And because I'm not a person who likes to be clashed with. And I actually don't care whether or not a woman is independent or not. Like, it's cool or whatever if they're independent, but I'm a person who likes being needed. And if, like, a woman just wants me to fucking pay her bills, that's cool or whatever. And I'm fine with that. Yeah, don't look at me like that. I'm fine with it.
Well, it depends. It depends. I know what you mean. It just sounded like I'm okay with the girl wanting me to pay her bills.
Yeah, not like...
And not doing anything else.
Yeah. If I'm going to pay her bills, better suck dick good. Oh, I'm just saying. If you don't want to suck dick good, you better be independent. That perfect, sounds awful.
Perfect fucking...
This is how I draw in the ladies.
Okay, third, bitch.
Third one. Dear God, I don't know. Just the most important thing to me when I'm, like, going to pursue after a person is that I don't see the same old shit, like, that I see with other girls. If they dress the same or act the same or be kind of just dumb bitches like all the other girls, it's important to me that I don't see the same shit from this girl.
We are offending 100,000 people at the same time.
No, no, because girl who's listening, this applies to you. You're not one of those dumb bitches. You're the different one.
Look, you're not like other girls.
You make me feel completely different than I
ever not, felt I'm before. Not like other girls. Oh, really?
All the other girls. It's what all the other girls say.
Oh, God.
I'm fine with that. We are running really high on time, and okay. I think we fucked up enough stuff today.
How long has it been?
37 minutes.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so make sure you go on iTunes, download us at Taboo Talks, and also SoundCloud, where you can listen if you are on PC or Android, and you can also download.
Yeah, or if you just prefer SoundCloud. Some people just like SoundCloud.
Why would you do that?
You know, I have SoundCloud on my iPhone.
Me too, but only for like this. Anywho, make sure, well, we didn't record video for this one, but you can still go to youtube.com/TabooTakeoff to see video clips of the podcast in action. And make sure you subscribe. You can find Marshall on Twitter at
TabooTakeoff. What? What's not part of the handle? Just Taboo Takeoff.
God, I hate you. Anyways, and me, Brandon Burke, at ThugPassion19.
And you hate me with that handle.
Yeah, fuck you.
ThugPassion19.
Shut the fuck up. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.